The Gemara says in Daf Kazayin Amud Beis, the beginning of the statement appears on Kazayin Amud Aleph for the first time, but it's more complete on Kazayin Amud Beis. Halfway through the Amen, Amar Rav Chiya Bar Avin, Rav Soli Shal Shabbos Be'er Shabbos. Rav had the practice of davening, or at least on occasion, to daven the Shabbos Mariv on Erev Shabbos, presumably after Plaga Mincha. Rav Oshia, Matzi Shal Motzei Shabbos B'Shabbos. And Rav Oshia would daven the Motzei Shabbos Mariv when it was still Shabbos. Rav Soli Shal Shabbos Be'er Shabbos, Omer Kiddush Alakos, Ein Omer Kiddush Alakos. When Rav would daven the Shabbos Dik Mariv before dark, would he also say Kiddush at that point? Would he also say Kiddush when it was still Nevod Yom? Tashma, the Omer of Nachman, Omer Shmuel, Mispal Adam Shal Shabbos Be'er Shabbos, the Omer Kiddush Alakos, Ilchas HaKvas. That a person can daven the Shabbos Dik Shmoneser when it's still Erev Shabbos and say Kiddush as well. Fine, the Gemara does not ask whether Rav also had his Suda Shabbos then. So one might have been inclined, if one is very short-sighted, to just see the first line over here, that Rav was the one who davened Shal Shabbos Erev Shabbos, and Rav is the Baal HaShita, that Yesh Kiddush Shalom B'Makom Suda. Rav holds, from the beginning of Arvei Pesachim, that one can have Kiddush independent of the Suda. So maybe Rav had this minhag and said Kiddush but didn't have the Suda, but La Halacha, we wouldn't do that. But if you read the Gemara carefully, Shmuel also was of the same opinion. Nachman and Shmuel, the end of this Meimra, was the one that says, Mispal Adam Shal Shabbos Be'er Shabbos, Yom Kiddush Alakos. Clearly, it's not totally on the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel about Kiddush B'Makom Suda. Fine. So what about the Suda Shabbos? The Tosos, in the beginning of Arvei Pesachim, Sadi Tesam Ebeis, Dibur Maskel Asher Tachshach, has two deus on this issue. Tosos first quotes the Rimi Kervil. In the discussion of the Chi of Matzah, B'Lel HaSeder, where Tosos says that one can only eat, Mishnah basically says, and Tosos elaborates, that one can only be Yotze, the Mitzvah of Achilas Matzah, Misha Tachshach, and one could also only make Kiddush Misha Tachshach once it's actually Lila. And the Rimi Kervil contrasts that with Kiddush and Suda Shabbos on every Shabbos V'Yantav. Quoting our Gemara, the Rav Feli Shal Shabbos Be'er Shabbos V'Amar Kiddush Alakos, Tosus, the Rimi Kervil assumes that not only did he say Kiddush Alakos, not only did he say Kiddush, but if in Kiddush Alakom Suda, then obviously, even though Rav didn't hold of that, but Shmuel also was sent as Pala Shal Shabbos Be'er Shabbos, so one could make Kiddush and have his Suda Shabbos during the time of Tosefes Shabbos as well, even though it is not yet dark. And then Tosos quotes another possibility, the end of Tosos, that maybe one can only be Yotze Yisudah Shabbos once it gets dark, and of course Yerushalmi, that seems to support that opinion, that one could not be Yotze Yisudah Shabbos Bisman Tosefes Shabbos. It would seem that the two deus in this Tosos, in Arvei Pesachim, as to whether one can be Yotze Yisudah Shabbos Bisman Tosefes Shabbos, is really two deus in a Tosfos in Ksubas. The Gemara in Ksubas and Daphne in Zayin Amud Aleph talks about the rights of a father to the Maisi Adayim of a Nara. The Gemara assumes that it must be the father has the right to the Maisi Adayim of a Nara, and the fact that the father is able to marry off his daughter who is a Nara. If it was the case that he didn't have the rights to her Maisi Adayim, then what gives him the ability to force her into a chasana and cause her to be mevatel her Maisi Adayim? So it must be that the father has the rights to the Maisi Adayim of his daughter who's a Nara. Then the Gemara says that's not necessarily a raya. The Gemara has okimtas where a father could theoretically marry off his daughter without causing her to be mevatel her Maisi Adayim. One of those akimtas is the Masul of Shabbosos v'Yemim Tovim. Now the father married off his daughter on Shabbos and Yantiv. Tosfos here, Dibur Maskel, the Masar is bothered by the Gemara in the beginning of Moed Katan. The Gemara of the Samach de B'Chagach of Lo B'Ishtacha in Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha, there's an Isser to have a Chasana on Yantiv. Zaka the Gemara suggests that we're talking about where the father could marry off his daughter on Shabbos Viantiv, there's an Isser of Eim Arvin Simcha B'Simcha. The Torah has two Terutzim. Terutz number one, the Hacha Ayri Shah Achas of Neyantiv. We're talking about before it's officially Yantiv, an hour before Yantiv. Shehuke Yantiv in Yimalacha. The Tosafes Daraisa. Talking about Tosafes Yantiv. The chasna that took place during Tosafes Yantiv. So it's still light outside, but you're ready to Mikabel Yantiv, and there's an Isser Malacha. And anyway, Mela, she's not doing Malacha because there's an Isser Malacha. But there's not a violation of Eima Arvin Simcha B'Simcha to have a chasana during Tosafes Shabbos. Then Tosafes says, other Terutzim, Inami, where the Kiddushin is done, either Shliach, so the daughter doesn't have to be there, or talking about a Nesuin, where there's no Suud involved, so she's not Mevatel or Maisi Adayim. So it's possible that the two Deus in Tosis here are arguing as to whether Tosefes Shabbos and Tosefes Yantiv is considered to be Ki Yantiv L'chol Davar, or only L'inyan Isser Malacha. According to the first day in Tosfos, it seems that it's only considered Yantiv L'inyan Isser Malacha. And therefore, while on the one hand, the daughter is not doing Malacha anyway, she's not involved in Ma'asei Yadayim, at the same time, it's not considered Yantiv L'inyan the Isser of Eim Arvin Simcha B'Simcha. It's not considered Yantiv totally, and one would be able to have a chasana during that time. And according to the other possibilities in Tosos, it didn't give us Teretz, it's possible that Tosafes Shabbos is considered Kishabbos Echol Davar, Tosafes Yantiv is considered Kiyantiv Echol Davar, and not only is it an Isser Malacha, but one could also not have a chasana during that time. And that might be the same issue that we're dealing with, whether one could be Yosei the Suda Shabbos during the time of Tosafes Shabbos. Is Tosafes Shabbos just an institution, Le'inyan Isser Malacha, in which case one would not be able to be Yosei Suda Shabbos during that time? Or does Tosafes Shabbos make that extra added hour, that extra added period, into Shabbos L'chol Davar? Tosafes Yantiv makes that period into Yantiv L'chol Davar. So we see in other areas that the Zman of Tosafes Shabbos isn't considered the Shabbos, Kishabbos, totally. For example, in Hilchos Milah, Lesman the Polig, that if you have a baby that's born during the time of Tosafes Shabbos, it's still light outside, the meal is going to be the next Friday and not on Shabbos. It's not considered Shabbos the Chol Davar. And there's a Ramah in Hilchos Nida and Simon Kuf Sadi Vav, in terms of counting Shivan Akiyim, if you're ready to Makabel Shabbos Mibol Yom, can Tosafes Shabbos, can that time count as the previous day, L'inyan Shivan Akiyim? That's 2 days in the Ramah. So it's not necessarily considered Kishabbos L'chol Davar, but it might be considered Kishabbos L'chol Davar Hanogeya L'Shabbos. It's considered, as far as other halachos, as far as, let's say, Sfiras HaOmer, or Kriyas Shema, or Mila, or Zayin Akiyim. So the fact that I was Mekabel Shabbos earlier doesn't mean that it's considered Laila L'chol Davar. But as far as Hilchos Shabbos, it might be considered Shabbos L'chol Davar. It could be that I'm Yosei my Suda Shabbos during that time. The Nitziv suggests in the Merome Sadin, beginning of Arvei Tzachin, that whether one can be Yotzei the Chiyuv of Suda Shabbos during the time of Tosafes Shabbos should depend on whether the status of Tosafes Shabbos is relevant min HaTorah or only midrabbanan. Right, we know famous Machlokas Rishonim. Position of the Rambam in the beginning of Shvisa Sasur, Perek Aleph Halacha Vav, is that Tosafes Shabbos is only Daraisa L'inyan Yom Kippur. Tosafes is only Daraisa L'inyan Yom Kippur, possibly only L'inyan Inoy B'Yom Kippur. And the consensus opinion we've shown him is that, or many we've shown him, is that Tosafes Shabbos and Yontiv is Daraisa as well. So Nitziv suggests that if Tosafes Shabbos is Daraisa, so then it would be considered Kishabbos L'chol Davar Hanogeli in Yanei Shabbos, and one could be Yotze your Suda Shabbos there as well. Kiddush, which is Daraisa, and Suda Shabbos, which according to the Urayim is Daraisa, and Sivasins is Daraisa, according to most Yishon is probably Nasmachta. And if Tosafot Shabbos is only Derabbanan, then one couldn't be Yotze Chiyuvei Daraisa during that time.
Yeah. You say Daraisa, you mean the Chiyuv of Tosafot Shabbos, or that if you've done it, you're now Aser Malacha Daraisa?
The status of that Tosafot Shabbos, right? Are you Aser Malacha Min HaTorah? Right.
But everyone's more that it is or isn't Daraisa to be Mekabel on Shabbos early.
No, I mean it's the same Machlokas, but it could be presented in two ways. Meaning, if Tosafot Shabbos, the Rishonim will hold that Tosafot Shabbos is not Daraisa. May hold that A, there's no chiyuv deraisa to have Tosafot Shabbos, and B, it doesn't have the status of Shabbos
Minotaur. In other words, you're not going to have a chiyuv Tosafot Shabbos deraisa with an Isser Malacha Derabbanan, I guess, because then what are you Mekabel?
Right.
Or maybe you're not Chayav Misa, I don't know. Can you have that? The chiyuv of Mekabel Shabbos early with an Isser Malacha deraisa without a chiyuv, without the same chiyuv skew.
It could be. I think we're working with the assumption that the two go together within the Rishonim we're talking about. It's conceivable. Fine. But then, that's an Itziv suggestion over here. Then I found that it's actually a Rishon. The Or Zeruah in Simen Yudal Hilchos Erev Shabbos quotes the Rimi Korvil that we started with the first day in Tosfos in Pesachim. And he presents the following kasha: Hiksha Rimi Korvil, the Hovel Shet Tosafot Shabbos V'Yantiv Lufneim Dirabban. Since the Tosafot Shabbos V'Yantiv is only Din Dirabbanan, May Ata Ha'echan in Mekachim Kiddush Shabbos V'Ochem V'Yom. And how can you be Yote Kiddush, which is Chiyuv Daraisa, and how can you be Ochel V'Suda Shabbos V'Yom? Now, how do you understand the Gemara in Brachos over here? The Rav Tzalei Shabbos Erev Shabbos and Mekadosh Alakos. Then the Or Zeruah goes on to say that it must be this day that allows for saying Kiddush mib'od yom and having the Suda Shabbos is assuming that Tosafot Shabbos V'Yantiv is a Din D'Oraisa. So the Or Zeruah seems to be presenting that if you hold Tosafot Shabbos is D'Rabbanan, it's impossible that one could be Yotze the Suda Shabbos during the time of Tosafot Shabbos. Now, it happens to be there's a Mordechai Megillah that does not assume that way. The Mordechai Megillah in Simen Tafshin Sadi Ches quotes Reb Tuvia Mivina, who is of the opinion that one can be Yotze Kiddush during the time of Tosafot Shabbos, even though Tosafot Shabbos is Derabbanan, in his opinion. It could be Yotze Kiddush during the time of Tosafot Shabbos, even though Tosafot Shabbos is Derabbanan, and Kiddush is Daraisa, because the person reciting Kiddush is Omeid L'Hischayev Min HaTorah once it becomes dark. Since he is himself going to be Mechuyev Min HaTorah, then even though now the time is only a time that's recognized Midarabbanan, he could be Yotze Yischayev Daraisa. And he uses this to explain how it's possible that a Summa can be Motzi, the members of his household, in Kiddush. Summa's only Chayiv in Mitzvahs Midrabbanan, and the other B'nai HaBayis are Chayiv in Kiddush Minotara. So how can the Summa's only Chayiv Derabbanan be Motzi, the B'nai HaBayis in Kiddush? It's because this Summa is Omei L'Chayiv, he could potentially be Mispakeach, he could potentially be cured from his blindness. So since he's Asi L'Chlal Bar Chiyuva, he can be mostly other B'nei Chiyuv. He is only a Bar Chiyuva Derabbanan, but because he's Asi L'Chlal Bar Chiyuva Deraisa, he can be mostly other people that are Mechuyev Min HaTorah. It's a pretty radical Shiva. He says that... Oh, so Katan is different because there's no current Mitzias in which it could become a Gadol. It's going to become Shabbos in an hour. This Gadol is going to become a Gadol in a week and a year and in 5 years. So l'nasnu d'vein l'shir. But that's basically what he says. He asks about katan, and he draws that distinction between katan on the one hand and suma and tosav shabbos on the other. So the opinion is not really accepted l'alacha, but just using it to point out that the equation of the orzeru and the nitziv between holding that tosav shabbos is deraisa versus the rabbanon, and holding that kibiyotse suma shabbos is not tosav shabbos, isn't necessarily muchach yadva shidim rishonim that argues on that equation.
He said the suma thing dafka b'kiddush.
He says the dafka b'kiddush. That's his issue. But it sounds like, I mean, he talks in terms of birkas hamazon. Also, he deals with the gemara daf kaf. It sounds like he's presenting it as a cloud that would be true for other mitzvahs as well.
Why is suma different than kadosh?
Suma could become cured any second. It's only l'schayim.
A katan, we know this katan is not becoming a gadol.
Right, there's no way the katan is becoming a gadol. It's
incredible. Right, yeah. Right. Shabbos, also, you know it's not going to become Shabbos in 5 seconds.
But it's going to become Shabbos in an hour in a reasonable short time, as opposed to a katan where, and that's how he presents it. You can take a look. It's Tanyos or beer, and just not coming to be to explain the sheet, but just to present it in the context that we did. So Mordechai Megillah Tavshin Sadiches. Now, let's say you accept the Nitziv's equation that you can't be Yotzei Suda Shabbos Bisman Tosef Shabbos if Tosef Shabbos only Derabanan. You still have to deal with the Gemara Arsig over here in Brachos. Now you could say what the Nitziv seems to say, that that's only going, I'll leave it the Mandarinet Tosav Shabbos is the Raisa. But if you don't want to make that Okimta, then what are you going to do with Argamara? So for the Rambam himself, it's a little bit easier. Again, Argamara explicitly is only talking about Kiddush, not talking about Suda Shabbos, even though the two are very strongly related because of Ein Kiddush El Makom Suda. So the Rambam himself, in Parakav Tes, Halacha Yud Aleph in Shabbos, writes the following: Yesh lo la'adam l'kadesh ala kos era Shabbos mivod yom. Person is allowed to recite Kiddush mivod yom before it's dark in era Shabbos. Alpha pishol inifnis ha Shabbos, even though it's not yet Shabbos. Okay, remember the Rambam holds that the Sabbath Shabbos is only derabbanan, and there's no need to. There's no need for Tosaf Shabbos. Shemitzvah zechira la'omra bein mishas k'nisaso v'itziaso bein kodem l'shazu b'me'at. The mitzvah zechira la'yayim b'knisaso v'itziaso v'sayin kiddush and avdallah is to do so at the beginning of Shabbos or a little bit before the beginning of Shabbos. So the Rambam seems to say that as far as the chiv of kiddush, one can be also the chiv of kiddush even before it's officially Shabbos. Even if there is no Tosav Shabbos and it's Mevod Yom, you can still be Yosef Echiv of Kiddush. That's the nature of Kiddush, that it's supposed to usher in the Shabbos, but it doesn't have to usher in the Shabbos the second Shabbos begins. It could usher in the Shabbos 15 minutes before Shabbos begins. And it's possible that if Kiddush is connected to the Suda, that one could have the Suda at that point as well. I'll get to it in a second. Tosav HaRash in our sugya has a similar lashon. Tosav HaRash in Anachav Zayinim Ebeiz Dir Maschel Omer. Omer gam kedusha ala kos mishum dechsiv zachor es yom haShabbos demashma samuch l'knisaso midilok siv zachor bi yom haShabbos. Doesn't say be mekayim dezechira an Shabbos bi yom haShabbos. It says, Zachor es Yom HaShabbos, remember the Shabbos, not remember on Shabbos. So one could theoretically remember the Shabbos and say Kiddush before it's actually Shabbos. Yeah.
Does that mean that even without Tosavos, you don't need
Tosavos
at all? Just, you feel like
you don't need Tosavos at all, and it conceivably might still be Mutter Malach even.
Wow.
Within the Rambam. Possible.
Tosav
HaRash
is on Argamara.
Argamara. Kosayin and Mabez, Dibra Maskal, Omer.
Right. The Rambam's
lashon
is that you can or that you should.
The Rambam's lashon is that one can. Yeshlo, well,
Yeshlo
adam akadosh alakos. יש עוד דבר כזה שפה שאתה אומר. And the Magen Mishnah doesn't seem to take it as a chiyuv, it's a possibility, or one may. In the context of the previous halakhos, it sounds like one may as opposed to one should. So you need to take a look. Right, that's what I'm saying. The Rambam doesn't talk about Suda, but and actually the way the Magen Mishnah explains the Rambam there, he says that even if one makes Kiddush earlier, one can still eat later once it's already Shabbos, al smach that Kiddush. What I'm saying is that if in the Gidrei Kiddush Malkum Suda, the Suda has to follow Kiddush, maybe it's possible that you could even have your Suda during that time for the Rambam. Possible. Or not, the way the Magen Mishnah says it, that you can be Yosef Kiddush because of the unique place of Kiddush in the structure of Shabbos, that it's what ushers in Shabbos even before Shabbos. It's true that you can only have your Suda on Shabbos itself because we don't recognize the Sabbath Shabbos as being significant, and then you just have to deal with the technical problems of Kiddush and Malkum Suda, let's say however you deal with that technical issue. Lahalacha, the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Shabbos, Simon Reish Samach Zayin, paskins that you can be Mekabel Shabbos early, you could daven on Maariv from Plagin on, and then you can have your Suda Shabbos right then. So the Taz writes, Taz is in Simon Reish Sadi Aleph Sivkat and Vav, that since we assume, he seems to be working with this equation that we presented earlier, since we assume that the Sefer Shabbos is Daraisa, you can be Yotze your Suda Shabbos Mid-Od Yom. However, the Taz makes reference to the Sefer Chassidim. Sefer Chassidim is of the opinion, Sefer Chassidim in Simon Reis Samachtes, Sefer Chassidim is of the opinion that even if a person starts his Suda of Zman to Sefer Shabbos, the Gemara Suda has to be Balayla. The Magen Avraham quotes this as well. The Magen Avraham is in Simon Reisam Metzayin Sif Katan Aleph, quoting from the Shalah, quoting from the Sefer Chassidim, that in order to be Yosei, the Chiv of Suda Shabbos, of Gimel Sudos, you have to have a Kezayis Balayla. It's also the opinion of the Maral in Gvuras Hashem, Perek Mem Ches. So it could be these Achronim are assuming. Is that a weird Marmakom? Well, it's quoted, and then Magen Avraham quotes, the Bach quotes the Maral. If you look through the Nosei Kelim and Arachayim every now and then, quote a Maral. Famous Maral about Masen Erev Pesach. I'll read you a line for the Maral. The Bach quotes the Maral. Anyway, he quotes the Rishonim that you're allowed to have Suda Shabbos, but not to have a Shabbos. But Sarachian, the Ha Suda Shabbos, Sarach Lios Balaila. The Sarach Lachel Suda Achas Balaila. The Imkain, Ef Yochel Bayom, Kodam Halaila. The Ladami Lakirish. Avagad the Sarach Lakadish Balaila. Masi Lakadish Bayom, Kishamosif Michal Ala Kodesh. So what Kiddush, everyone agrees you can say Kiddush during Tosef HaShabbos, so why can't you have the Suda Shabbos at the same time? So Hasan HaKiddush Melchiach Shumosef HaLaila. The fact that you're making Kiddush demonstrates that that time is really considered an extension of Shabbos. So Tosef HaShabbos is really part of Shabbos. V'kach Yochel HaKaddish Bayom SheHaKiddush Kali Al HaShabbos. Aval Lechol HaSuda SheChayiv Lechol BaLaila Sof Sof HaAchila Bayom. And then he says, as long as you finish the Suda at night, that's okay. So what he seems to be assuming is that it's true that Tosef HaShabbos is considered a Shabbos. It can be also Kiddush during Tosef HaShabbos. But as far as the Chiv of Gimel Sudos, the three Hayoms, the Gemara Shabbos, Kuf Yutes, that is to be done during the time that's actually Laila. You can't be Yotze your Suda Shabbos. This is not Tosef HaShabbos, but it's sufficient. If you started the Suda early, you're allowed to start the Suda early, as long as you have the Kazayis once it's definitely night, that's sufficient to be Yotze your Chiyuv Suda Shabbos. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah recommends, that L'chachili should try to be Machmir to have the Kazayis after it's already dark, Bilal Shabbos. Again, even if in principle Yosef the Chiyuv of Suda Shabbos is not Tosef HaShabbos, but as far as the Chiyuv of Gimel Sudos, there's a preference that it should be done when it's actually night. Which I guess fits in well with the Rambam that Rabbi Willig is fond of, the Mashmos of the Rambam, the Yarchon Shulchan Reis Befeirush, that as far as the Suda Shabbos, you have to have the Suda Rishon at night, the Suda Shniya before Chatzos, and the Suda Shlishi is after Chatzos. Yeah, the day is broken down into three segments, and there have to be a Suda in each of the three segments. So to say that you have to be Yotzei the Suda Shabbos after Belaila, at least after Kazayis Belaila, fits into that breakdown.
What's the breakdown? It's first
Suda
before
Chatzos. The first Suda at night, okay. Second Suda before Chatzos, okay. And third Suda in the afternoon.
Finish before Chatzos,
No, start before Chatzos.